Kamala Harris accepts Bill Clinton invite for one-on-one talks about female empowerment. By Simon Kent on March 24, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted an invitation from former President Bill Clinton to join him Friday to discuss empowering women and girls in the U.S. and around the world. The exchange will be held in partnership with Howard University, Harris's alma mater, and showcase a one-on-one conversation with President Clinton and Vice President Kamala Harris on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on women and empowering women and girls in the U.S. and around the world, according to a statement from the Clinton Foundation. Others on the speaking list include Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., Howard University President Wayne A.I. Frederick, and Wes Moore, the CEO of the poverty-fighting organization Robinhood. The 13th Annual Clinton Global Initiative University, CGIU, meeting will canvass a range of issues including restoring faith in democracy, environmental justice, and creating systemic change. Launched in 2007, CGIU claims it has a leadership development program run by the Clinton Foundation to engage the next generation of leaders and is grounded in the belief that no one is too young to make a difference and create positive change in their communities. The nonprofit Clinton Foundation itself has never been far from controversy since it was founded back in 1997, as Breitbart News has chronicled. As Breitbart News reported, last year U.S. Attorney John Durham, who investigated the FBI's conduct in its probe of President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, also announced he was probing the Clinton Foundation. This came after Breitbart contributor Peter Schweitzer argued in his 2015 book, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich. The Clinton Foundation appeared to be a vehicle for former President Bill Clinton and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to sell influence and access. It was widely suspected Hillary Clinton used an illicit private email server and destroyed her emails to hide communications that might document the foundation's activities. Earlier last year, U.S. Attorney John Huber concluded an investigation of the Clinton Foundation and was reported to have found nothing of consequence, though critics alleged Clinton's lawyers had received special treatment in the inquiry. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.